Well, here we come together again. What a joy, isn't it? I love coming and do these online services, but you know what? I would love more to see you in church in person. But I know sometimes it's hard, but we're following the same guidelines, and things seem to be loosening up. There's hope on the horizon with this vaccine. Cheryl Eisen came Sunday. A couple other ones came Sunday. And we're just grateful. And we will do our very, very best to make sure we follow all the guidelines and keep everybody as safe as we possibly can. One of the things that came up on Sunday as our prayer time, I titled my message last week, Noah, the sign of Noah. You know, the rainbow, the sign of Noah. Well, right when we were getting ready to close the service, Travis got a text. I know people ain't supposed to have cell phones in the church while worship's going on, but, you know, texts are kind of okay because the phone don't ring and you can kind of just look down at it. But anyhow, Travis got a text from Noah Henderson, and he wanted to check to see when they could come back to church. And we miss our youth. And Tina had put together a prayer list for the youth, and you'll find it on the website here, and you'll also find it in the online service and in church. 26 names that we've had, 26 young people that has been coming to church and been ministered to by Tina 2, Travis and Carol Morgan, that has not been basically in church since, I think, March or something like that. It's been a long time. And they want to come back to church. So keep that in prayer. But the prayer that Tina put on there with the 26 names, her, Travis, and a few others are praying for the youth by name. That's so exciting. But I just wanted to share with you a couple thoughts today and just have a special word, because I know all of us are struggling. You know, Jesus said, I came so that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And we want that. We want that, and we can have that. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting a little older. The other day, I find myself losing my balance. And I don't know why, but I did. Fortunately, I didn't fall. I caught myself. But, you know, bring balance in your home, too. You got to have balance in your home. You got to have balance in your life. And balance is so important. But it's easy to lose our balance and all kind of stuff. To put too much attention into one thing while neglecting parts of our other part of our lives. And here's the thing. I've noticed losing my balance. And I notice that we got to be careful or we'll lose our balance in this new year. So, as you begin 2021, wow, that's just almost impossible to think about. God wants you to walk boldly, confidently, into His plan moving forward. And I, as your pastor, want to help you do that. So today I just want to share something a little different than normal, the way that we minister on this particular online service, knows this pastor's thoughts and prayers. We spend an awful lot of time connected to social media. And I think now so much, you know, social media is crazy. They're cutting people off and they're doing that. And you know, but we as people, I don't do much on it, but I have to admit I do things. Sometimes I respond to things. But in general, we as a society are connected to social media, connected to news headlines, text messages. I shared with Travis getting one from Noah. You know, but sometimes it seems we're just so preoccupied by our phones that we miss the relational ministry opportunities are there right in front of us. Through technology, technology is great. It needs to be used, though, to help people spread the gospel also. But I was thinking, you know what I was telling my grandson the other day, and we were looking, and I had my phone in my hand. And I said, I never realized that I'd be able to make it to 2021. I'm glad that I did. But I'm holding that phone. Now, I was alive and well when we had the first moon landing. I remember staying up all night watching it on television. And it was just really something. But that little phone that we carry around in our hand, it's got more computing power than all the stuff that was used to get our men to go to the moon. Can you imagine? Little itty-bitty phone. Well, sometimes we need to think about it. In Psalm 119, verse 37, it says, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things, O Lord, and preserve my life according to your word." So, I don't want to keep on rambling, but I want to encourage you today to lift up your eyes. Put down your phone. See the real life relationships and opportunities and blessings that God had placed in front of you. We had some folks to come to church on Sunday that hadn't been there for a while. And it's just so good to be able to minister to one another. Amen. Well, we got thoughts and prayers. We got a lot of prayers going on. We continue to pray for all of the people that is on the bulletin list of prayers. But there's always prayers that are not mentioned aloud or nobody talks about. So we're always anxious to just to be in a prayer of agreement with you and for you as we bring all these challenges in our life together. We're going to work on trying to get the youth back in church. Some of our leaders are willing, but we don't really know how we're going to do it. So keep us in prayer, your church leadership, that we can get the ministry back. And because, you know, our youth is our future. And if we don't soon, not only in the church, I'm talking about in general. The poor kids are trying to learn on online and everything, and they're not, you know, we could lose a whole generation of young people not getting the proper education. That would be sad, wouldn't it? So we want to say thank you for listening online, and any time that we can do anything with you or for you or pray or anything, send Phil, myself, a note, email, or just call us on the phone. But next week, we have a wonderful thing coming up. Kyle Alford, no relationship to the Alford that pastored his church some time ago. Him and his family, the whole family, are missionaries to Sri Lanka. And they're coming. Tina and Tina's brother have been really involved in supporting their ministry. And we scheduled them last year. And with the COVID thing, we kept pushing the date forward, And finally, we had him scheduled for January the 26th. So earlier this month, I contacted him to see what he thought, because it appeared like our attendance is not really good and different things, and should we push it out again? He said, "I'll do whatever y'all want, Pastor," he says, "but really," he says, I would love to come and share our message." And I think all of us can need a little message of hope and what's going on around the world. We have a lot of the similar things in the 32304 zip code that they're dealing with over there, although they deal with it in a broader scale. But put it on your calendar. Come to church. You know, we wear masks. We social distance. Come and hear what the Alfreds are doing around the world, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with that, we'd like to say we want to always pray the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is kind of a neat prayer because it's something that it's easily remembered. But more importantly, Jesus taught it to the disciples for them to use it as a model prayer for all of their prayers to line up with. As we pray that prayer together, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." We love you, God loves you, and pray that you'll be safe until we meet again.